Okay, thanks everybody, and welcome to another edition of Conversations with Dr. Cowan and Friends. And this is going to be a challenging pronunciation today, but I met Dr. Marisol Tejero, close enough, at the Weston Price Conference in Knoxville, last year. And we just started carrying Marisol. She'll tell us, but either the owner or CEO or founder or all of them of a company that makes castor oil packs. And Marisol, I told you that I usually do my intros like, I don't even know what kind of doctor you are. And frankly, I don't actually care because I care more what people say than whatever title they have. If they're, you know, one of the most savvy writers on health that I know right now is his training is a physical therapist, right? He has no so-called science training. The guy is brilliant though, as far as dissecting science. Anyways, but what I am interested in is castor oil packs. And I'll tell you why or how, not why, but how let me say I was started in practice 1985.
Okay.
And I would guess sometime around 1986, 87, somewhere around there. So we're talking, 35 years ago. I read all the works of Edgar Cayce.
Whoa.
And he pointed out, as I'm sure you know, that castor oil packs help everything.
Yeah.
And so I always try to separate the fact or not of whether something helps with the mechanism. The mechanisms I tend to disbelieve, and to a certain extent, well, they're relevant for sure, but if something helps, you don't necessarily have to know how it works. It does help. But anyway, so I started learning about it and I started doing them. And basically what I got out of it is castor oil packs. So what do I mean by castor oil pack? It just means that you take some sort of flannel or natural fibrous stuff. Usually it's, I think, wool flannel, but you'll get into that.
Yeah.
And then you put the best castor oil. And then we put it directly on the abdomen, and it was a gooey mess. And then you put saran wrap on it. That's what they told us. And then we put an electric heating pad on it. Couldn't be a hot water bottle. Had to be an electric heating pad, because that's what Cayce said. At least that's what I remember. And so I did that. I did it with myself. I did it with my family. I did it with patients. And the reasons I was thinking to do it were basically two, and this is a very crude rendition. One was it decongests the tissue. In other words, it brings, if you do it over your ovaries, it brings more blood flow to the ovaries, which brings nourishment and then helps flush out the toxins. So if you do it over your sore elbow, it helps bring more blood flow and circulation to your elbow, and wherever you put it, there's a local effect. And the other reason was it seemed like the castor oil stimulated bile flow. And bile flow is how we get rid of poisons. The analogy, which I didn't make up, but we bag the garbage in our liver and we take it out to the curb with the bile.
Yeah.
And if you don't take your garbage out to the curb, you get house full of garbage, right? That's just normal. And so if your bile flow is weak, then you end up with a body full of garbage. So it was really those two things. It decongests the tissue, brings more blood flow, and it stimulates bile flow, which is why you get like diarrhea or loose bowels, right? Yeah. Which is good.
Yeah.
So then I started doing them pretty much with every patient. And here's what happened. Two things. A, it worked great. B, nobody did it. I thought, what the hell? You know, like, how, what am I going to do? Nobody. And they said, first of all, this, we're talking almost 40 years ago. It was a pain to get the stuff,
yeah,
right? Because yeah, like, you had to get the cast. There was no Amazon, or you had to go to your health food store and they didn't have it. And then they had to order it and they didn't know where to order it. And yeah, and then you got whatever, and then you couldn't find the flannel, and then it wouldn't work. And the heating pad was too hot and you burned yourself because it was through. And then you didn't like Saran wrap because that's plastic. And so I kept going, like, you know, you wag your finger at people and say, You have to do this. They just wouldn't do it. And it really was not because it didn't help. It was just, they just, I'm not doing that. It got all over the couch and, you know, it's made a mess and the cat, you know, whatever.
Licked it up.
Licked it up. And so I abandoned it. I said, this is, I don't care if it works. I'm just not doing it because I'm sick of fighting with people about, you know, whether. So that's the end of it. And then I saw your thing, and then you or somebody sent me one, and I tried it, and I thought, this person, whoever you were, figured out the problem is not why it didn't work. It's nobody would do it, and if you send it in a kit and you make it work, that was the problem.
That was it. Yeah.
and so now I'm back to,
I love
all
it.
All right. That was the problem. I mean, that was the problem.
Yeah.
And I tried it and it gave me some loose stools, which I thought was good. Yeah. And so anyways, that's what I know about Castro.
Oh, well, you're on it, Dr. Tom. You're definitely poetic about it. I love the way that you phrase that. In fact, like, decongest the tissues and stimulate bioflow. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I had always said it moves things, right? Wherever there's
congestion,
it moves things. So super, super in line there. You know.
So anyways, with that intro, tell us like a little, maybe a little bit, as much as you want, who you are, how you got into this, and how you solve this problem, and what in your experience has happened to people who use castor oil packs?
Love it, love it, love it. So it's so funny. I think I was probably one of those patients of yours back in the 90s who's like, what are you telling me to do? Where do I get it?
It's a mess.
Yeah, that's exactly it. About 20 years ago, I was working in the natural health industry. And so I was a pharmaceutical rep for a really reputable natural homeopathic company called Heal that did the product Tromiel.
You might I know it well.
Yeah. So I worked with them and I was, of course, seeing naturopaths, chiropractic doctors, health food stores. And at the time I was early on in my 20s, I was dealing with, you know, hormonal problems, PCOS, IBS. I was, you know, the perfect little mix of storm, mold sensitivity, EMFs, you know, all of it all mixed together in one. And, you know, one of the best things for me was a castor oil pack. And, you know,
who told you to do it, or how did you?
Who didn't? Every person at every health food store, like all the practitioners, when I'd have conversations with them, you know, I'd be repping and going to talk to them about this product. And then I'd be like, hey, tell me, like, what do you think? And they'd be like, castor oil pack, this and that. And I would look at the castor oil pack and I was like, this thing is woo-woo. Like, honest to goodness, like, how on earth is putting oil on a piece of cloth, you know, wool or flannel, cotton, and putting it over your liver area, how is that going to do anything other than moisturize my belly and make my belly look soft and smooth? I didn't understand past that, right? Past the superficial. And my mentality was also at the time, give me a pill for my ill and I'm going to go along my merry way, right? So for about 20 years, I was told to do, or 10, a decade, I was told to do it, maybe 12 years. And then finally, after that journey, I'm so tired of being sick and seeing different doctors. I end up going back to school to become a naturopathic doctor because I figure, hey, I may as well, you know, invest my money and become the doctor. And then that way I can heal myself. Turned out I got sicker in school than ever before because the amount of stress was overwhelming and our building was molded.
Yeah.
Toronto, the building I was living in was an old reno from mold, black mold. Plus they just installed cell phone towers. So it was just like the perfect storm and tsunami all at once. And so I ended up, you know, with co-infections and mono, and my laundry list of conditions increased. And at the time, you know, I was losing faith in my medicine, because here I'm looking at it like I'm the doctor and I'm about to graduate. And here I am sicker than ever before. And I'm doing all the right supplements. I'm seeing all the right practitioners. I'm getting IVs, colon hydros, enemas. I'm throwing the kitchen sink at my conditions, and I'm still not getting any better. And I just was so frustrated, Dr. Tom. Like, I was frustrated and unable to move at that point because I had to take a semester off. And if you know me, I'm before, my energy has always been very high. Like, I'm like a chihuahua on caffeine. Like, that's could be a really good interpretation of my energy.
Yeah, I don't know you that well, but I can tell. All right.
Exactly. And so after that, like, so I was convalescent at this point, though. I had no energy. IBS was either I was constipated or diarrhea. It was just, I was so dysregulated in my sleep. Everything was off. My menstrual cycle, everything. And so the what popped into my head was like, boom, the only thing that you haven't done and you haven't tried is that bleep castor oil pack. Like, right. You know, maybe it might be something to think about. And I'm like, you know what? I got nothing to lose. So I took an old cotton flannel bag. I put an organic cotton cloth, because I knew about toxicity in the human system, and I knew about doing the things the right way. And when I was told about the castor oil pack, I was always like, this is such a hassle. You got to find all different things and la, la, la. And so just like all those patients that, you know, would say no, I was that for years. And so finally I made myself a little contraption, because I was going to make it easy to do. And so I put it on my body for the first time, and I got my answer. And the answer of why I was so sick and so debilitated, and why I just kept on, you know, getting like as though conditions were contagious, and I kept on picking up more and more conditions, it was because I was running on the sympathetic stress mode 150% of the time. And I had no concept what parasympathetic shift was. None. I had no idea of it. I was either jacked up on caffeine, stimulants of all types. Like, I was just going. And I, in that moment of putting that castor oil pack on my body for the first time, I think of, you know, scripture, like the sky opened up and angels began to sing for me. And I finally felt what calm was, and hope for feeling better. And so in that first month, I did the castor oil pack actually every hour on, an hour off, hour on, hour off, hour on, hour off, because I was so depleted and just destroyed. And within the month, my sleep regulated.
You did that for a whole month, an hour on, an hour off while awake?
Well, I wasn't doing anything. I couldn't leave my condo. I was so convalescent. I was seriously in bad shape. Like, so yeah,
wow.
Whole month I did an hour.
So like 6 hours a day or more. Yeah.
6 hours a day about. And then I would wear it to bed, and then I'd wake up. But what my prognosis was, because here now I had like co-infections and mono, and, you know, the doctors told me, you know, it'd take me 6 months to 9 months to probably get back. And I'd probably never feel better since. Like, I'll never feel better after, as good as I ever did before. And I'm like, well, I don't even know if I ever felt really good. You know, I was like, probably my point wasn't healthy. And so then the following month, since I was feeling better, my bowels had regulated. I no longer was like, you know, running to the bathroom, just like basically all my supplements coming out or constipated. I started going regularly. I was sleeping at a nice rhythm. I was starting to feel good again. I was like starting to get outside, moving a bit more. And then I started just doing it at nighttime for the second month. And by the third month, I was completely back, even better than I was when I started naturopathic school, and back to how I was back in my early 20s when I didn't have so many conditions. I had gone back for like scans in my ovaries. I had no more cysts on my ovaries. I had been diagnosed with a fatty liver. My fatty liver was gone. Like, I was just like, whoa, like unbelievable. And so in 3 months I improved.
That's kind of the only thing you really changed during those. Yeah.
That, and I slowed down on the amount of supplements I was taking because I figured they weren't really doing much. And I was able to take a lot less supplements. And it was the castor oil pack that really changed it. And I guess rest too, right? Because ultimately we also need rest, right? Like I needed to have a shutdown time. I ran back to clinical practice and literally like with like pom-poms on and everyone's going to do castor oil pack. Come on, let's go. Like cheering squad. And the same thing happened to me. Everyone would come back having not done it. And I'm like, that's it. So in my final year of naturopathic college, I started my first castor oil pack company.
When are we talking about? What year was that?
That was 2010. So in 2010, I started my first castor oil pack company. And that one didn't do well. I had done castor oil packs, but what I'd done was just purely cotton flannel. And it still leaked to an extent. Yeah. So people didn't love it. And that was a company with my old ex-boyfriend and we didn't stay together. And so we ended up dissolving that. And I was focused on clinical practice. So I didn't have time to go full on into, you know, promoting it because it is a full-time job promoting castor oil packs around the world. Like being the expert, it's like everyone is, you know, you need time to do it. So, and I was focused on clinical practice and I had a beautiful over a decade long practice of treating cancer, autoimmunity, the hardest of hardest conditions was what I was dealing with, co-infections and Lyme's, and you name it. I was the cracking the code on the conditions, but really, truly, because my focus in healing was always at looking at the system as a garden and, you know, and basic, you know, what is in it that is toxic and what needs to come out and how do I stimulate the system to do that? Because, and I had IV therapy, colon hydrotherapy, castor oil packs, hyperbarics. So my center was like a cleanse center. Yeah. For all purposes. Yeah. Because I'm of the same philosophy of you. I don't really think there is really actually any kind of condition. I truly just believe it's an inability to eliminate out what comes in. And once we get that figured out, the vital force can take over and we can heal. That's my whole philosophy on medicine.
And you know, so I just read just to stop you there for a minute. I just read the original section from Beauchamp, who described how these microzyma actually become these spirochetes or these different forms of either fungus or bacteria in order to specifically cleanse whatever the toxic or the debris is in that area. And as soon as they do their cleanup, they actually morph back into these microzyma, sorry. So, you know, the idea of killing them is just, it's like killing your garbage man. You know, the guy comes by in his garbage truck.
You shoot him
on the way by.
No, it's so true because ultimately we're a garden. Like you don't go and bleach the soil like to get rid of like any bacteria that's there. I think in medicine at this point in time, we just don't understand how the body truly works. And there's all these hypotheses. And it's, as you said, you know, the mechanism isn't necessarily as important. It's more like, does it work? Are you noticing a difference and a change in things? And
it's model upon model upon model, and no model has ever been actually there. But anyways, keep going about.
Yeah. And so the packs, what for me then, it became a labor of love. And it probably about like 6-5 years into my clinical practice, I was out of my stock from my original company. And then I started to itch to bring these castor oil packs back to life. Right. And I was like, I really would love to do this. So I launched them. I prepared them, remade them, reinvented them. I needed to create some kind of a barrier. So what I did, castor oil packs should always be done with organic cotton or organic wool. Please avoid anything made with organic bamboo. Bamboo is one of the most toxic materials out there. If you think about it, bamboo is as strong as steel in manufacturing, and they use 20 to 25 caustic chemicals to break down the fibers. It's really bad. And then on top of it, they blend it typically with rayon, and rayon, in order to make rayon soft fabric, it has phthalates. So it's just a complete toxic soup. And if you're doing a castor oil pack with bamboo, organic bamboo, or even cotton blends like cotton, velours. Those are all blends with plastics. Steer clear. You're looking for organic cotton flannel or organic cotton wool. Those two things only.
And is there a difference between those, or they're interchangeable?
I mean, wool, it would be even greater still. Wool, the problem with wool is it's very expensive. So that's the limiting factor with wool. Wool has a very high vibrational factor as a as an energetic, sustainable, reproducible plant, well, animal fiber. But cotton would be the second best. So we go with cotton because of cost in order to make the treatment somewhat affordable for people.
What about silk? Would that work?
You know, I've never actually thought about silk, but maybe it's something to investigate because like the silkworm and stuff, right? But see, I'm on a big bandwagon right now about educating people all about their clothing and the materials they're using for their clothing, because it going down this road, working in textiles, you start to learn, you start to see the supply chain and you see the manufacturing chain, and then you get very hyper aware of your clothing and what's happening and what you're wearing, and how much we're wrapped. What blooms my mind away is this, is that, you know, so many of us look at us wrapping our bodies around with Saran wrap, doing the castor oil pack the old way, but we don't realize that we are literally wrapped up in Saran wrap with our clothing 24/7. It's scary, right? And for a treatment like this with oil, like castor oil, the biggest question I always get with castor oil packs, which I'll clarify right away, is do I have to wear a pack? And yes, you do. Absolutely. The pack is part of it. Castor oil is 50% of the treatment. And then the pack is the other 50% of the treatment. And here's how it works.
Is castor oil? Let's even go into that. Yeah.
Sweet. So castor oil is a vegan oil. So it comes from a plant. It's a bean. And it's an amazing seed that looks exactly like a little scarab beetle. So and it was a plant that was popularized by the Egyptians. Cleopatra loved castor oil because she used castor oil to whiten the brights of her eyes and to grow her eyebrows and eyelashes beautifully and thick. And she was a huge fan. Roman doctors, Pliny the Elder, who was a doctor to all the Romans and their empresses, he used castor oil a lot with regards to feminine uterine problems conception. Of course, we have Hippocrates is a big fan of castor oil, and throughout all the ancient scripts, traditional Chinese medicine doctors used it for joint pains. Ayurvedic practitioners used it for their depuration treatments, which would be things like vomiting and diarrhea. Across all cultures, Caribbean cultures, Latin American cultures, Indian cultures, they're all familiar with castor oil for purgative in order to get rid of parasites, right? So the, you know, grandma would come on by with a tablespoon of castor oil. Right. Even, you know, North America actually has a tradition of castor oil packs in hospitals and OBGYN within obstetrics before the 1980s. But unfortunately, they got replaced and removed. I have a couple of progressive doctors here in my area who use it for osteopathic surgeons that use it for hip replacements to help with healing of the tissues afterwards. So that's, you know, castor oil, kind of the history of castor oil packs.
Do you call it a castor plant and it has a bean?
Yeah, exactly. It's a castor plant. And in Spanish, it's called higuera. So there's different names, Moona in Brazilian, and castor plant. Ricinus communis is the
Ricinus.
The Latin name.
And how do they get the oil out of the bean? Do you know?
I know the whole assembly line. So I just went to Colombia and saw the entire thing. So they literally, what you're looking for is you're looking for cold expeller pressed. Or expeller pressed. It's never really cold. It's just expeller pressed. You can't get cold anything. Like you'd have to, it's expeller pressed is what you're looking for. You're avoiding hexane, any extraction that's done with any chemicals, because again, you're adding chemicals into the mix. So they literally, it's as simple as can be. The bean is dried and then they press it. And that's it. It's just a natural process. It's the most inexpensive plant. It's renewable. It uses very little inputs. It recycles carbon dioxide quite efficiently compared to other plants as well too. So it's quite the sustainable therapy.
And it's a nitrogen fixer, I'm sure.
It is a nitrogen fixer, absolutely. So, and it is great in dry, arid climates. It needs very, very little water. In fact, it gets choked if it has too much water. And that's really interesting to remember about water and hydration. We'll talk about that later because that's a huge point when it comes to castor oil treatment. So the oil itself is the most unique oil, unlike any other oil. Its constitution is 90% ricinoleic acid, which is unique to it. And it basically looks like an eicosanoid, like a prostaglandin of the E3 kind, which is the anti-inflammatory type. So it's basically like the end result of what you get when you take a fish oil. So without your body having to do all the biochemical processing, it also has a combination of oleic acid, about 10% oleic acid, and linoleic acid in terms very similar. You could compare it to evening primrose oil, because it also has effects with regards to collagen support. And that's why castor oil has been used for wrinkle treatments and beauty and cosmetics as well too. So it has a beautiful combination of qualities. And what these qualities allow castor oil to do is five things.
So it's essentially it's a complex mix of essential fatty acids with an unusual one, which is this, what do you call it?
Ricinoleic acid.
Which is, I think, unique to castor oil.
It is. It's only found in castor oil. And it is the, like, basically without having to take a fish oil, it's the end product of having a fish oil. Yeah. And it's really amazing what castor oil does. Like the five things about castor oil. Number one, it's the master carrier oil. So unlike other oils just stay on top on the epidermis. Castor oil goes deep into the dermis where your lymphatic system lies and your circulatory system lies. And so it can go and be moved and mobilized to different areas of the body. Number two, castor oil is a natural anti-inflammatory, likely because of the prostaglandin and how it looks exactly like a prostaglandin, which is anti-inflammatory. Number three, it's rich in antioxidants, and it's rich in the very important antioxidants. It supports recycling of glutathione, and this is research that's in PubMed, supports recycling of glutathione. It also promotes nitric oxide production in the body. And then it's rich in polyflavonoids like quercetin. So it's got some big players in its arsenal of antioxidants. Beyond that, it also, the fourth awesome thing about castor oil is it's been in periodontal medicine trials been used as a microbiome balancer. So they're finding it being able to balance out the microbiome. And then the fifth claim to fame of castor oil is that it moves smooth muscle. So it moves smooth muscle in the intestine and uterus. And that's where people get like looser stools, or, you know, castor oil orally is used to induce pregnancy. But where we forget to think about where smooth
muscle. Induce labor, I think you mean.
Induce labor. Thank you. Not induce pregnancy.
It's a different labor. Way to induce pregnancy.
Yeah, exactly. Induce labor. Thank you. But the fifth claim to fame is that smooth muscle movement. But we often, again, remember intestine, smooth muscle, uterus, smooth muscle, but we forget about the circulatory system and the lymphatic system being made of smooth muscle. So how castor oil helps to move things is via the lymphatic system and the circulatory system optimization as well, too. So, you know, that's what castor oil does. But what about the pack? The pack is very similar to a weighted blanket, or, you know, some of the work that was done by Templeton Grandin with regards to like hug machines in autistic patients, right? A weighted blanket, what it does is it basically stimulates your receptors on your skin and nervous feedback, you know, somatic visceral reflexes, where the dermatomes, we're getting nervous feedback to stimulate, turn on the vagus nerve and shift on over into the parasympathetic state. And it's the shift on over into the parasympathetic state with the combination of the castor oil. That's where you have the magic, because in the stress state, it doesn't matter what you give the body. You give the body great things and it can't do much with it. But you shift the body into the relaxed state. You give it the amazing five benefits of castor oil and, of course, all the other great things that you're putting into your body. And all those things work better. And you can activate the natural healing force, which is, you know, as naturopathic doctors, we were trained to stimulate the vis medicatrix naturae, you know, the vital force in the body. And that's why I love castor oil packs so much, because it's unlike other treatments or tools. It does so much with regards to that, activating our vital force.
Yeah, you know, that reminds me because we have a medicine called strophanthus, which is a heart medicine. And one of the ways it works is to support the parasympathetic nerve functioning.
Love that.
And I also would contend that that's why adaptogenic herbs help, because they support and the parasympathetic nerve functioning. And that's why they're in every Ayurvedic and Chinese medicine formula, because if you don't support the parasympathetic nervous system, in other words, if you don't put the body, the organism, the person in a relaxed, more calm state, you're sunk.
You're goner. Yeah, you can't do anything. It is the most important thing. And I truly do believe it is the most forgotten part of therapy in the natural world and in the conventional world alike. And especially the more chronic of the disease you end up having, the worse it gets, because then you have this level of stress on top of it, right? There's so much stress all combined together. But I fell in love with castor oil pox because of my focus, number one, on detox and cleansing in my clinical practice, and being, you know, trained on the onset when I was working for Heal in the study of homotoxicology, which was a study of toxins in the human system. So I always knew, you know, first things first, open up the gates, got to open up the colon, get the colon moving, get the lymphatic draining, get the liver waking up. And so my work ended up taking me to see and optimize really how you can use castor oil pox the best, what time's the best of the day. And I ended up looking back into the ancient traditional Chinese medical doctors and seeing how they had, with their traditional Chinese clock, you know, the hour of the gallbladder, which leads me back to what you were saying about how, you know, it stimulates bile flow. Well, the gallbladder is most active between the hours of 11 and 1 a.m. at night. And so the important thing is to do castor oil pox is to get into bed before 11, right? Because that's the golden hour of the gallbladder. And, you know, be in bed sometime between 9 and 10, wearing a castor oil pox, because the gallbladder and that dumping of the bile is what signals the entire start of detoxification and cleansing while we sleep. Because when we sleep is when we cleanse.
Got it.
Right. And then in the traditional Chinese text, you can actually see it go through the organ system. So 11 to 1, the gallbladder, like the trumpeter signaling the queen, you know, we're signaling detoxification to begin and peristalsis, contraction of the small intestine and large intestine. We're then moving into the hour of the liver between 1 and 3 a.m. Right. And then the liver detoxification is happening. So all the packaging of everything, right, basically, you know, kind of sorting. Packaging of the garbage into a garbage bag. And then from there, from 3 to 5 a.m., it's the hour of the lungs. The lungs, like the heart is the pump for the circulatory system. The lungs are the pump for the lymphatic system.
Except the heart isn't a pump, but never mind. Well,
you know what I mean. Getting things going. The lungs, you know, inhalation, exhalation moves the diaphragm, right? That is how, that's a big wave movement in terms of how the lymphatics move. Right. And, you know, castor oil pox, when you wear them while you sleep, they actually, with inhalation and exhalation, do mechanical lymph pumping, because you're inhaling and your lungs expand and the pox stays there and then you exhale. And so you are actually literally pumping your lymphatics and your cisternae, your chylae cisternae, which is right, like one of the main concentrations in the inferior venous cava, right? So you're basically pumping, I don't want to say pump, but, you know, getting things moving and flowing. Yeah. And from 5 to 7 a.m., it's the hour of large intestine, right? The garbage truck taking everything away from the body. And so the castor oil pox work ideally, wear them at least an hour before you go to bed, or even better, while you sleep. And then you get that full benefit of all of the detoxification, the lymphatic drainage, and the colon cleansing. And you have a really good cycle of activating your vital force while you sleep.
Got it. All right. So I think we got a pretty good sense. And so we're talking organic, expel your pressed organic beans, pure oil, pure organic cotton or wool flannel.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, and then describe what your pack is doing compared to,
My pack makes it easy. Because as you said, my genius was truly only in just seeing the problem with patients.
Right.
And And then deciding to make a solution for that. I mean, you know, necessity is the mother of all invention at the end of the day, right? So the pack, what I ended up doing was that I needed to find a barrier in order to make it easy for people, that it wouldn't get, that castor oil wouldn't get all over the place, and that they wouldn't be wrapping their bodies up in saran wrap, because that was truly against kind of my philosophy of healing.
Right.
So what I ended up doing was creating a pack that was simple and is organic cotton flannel on the inside. And then on the outside, it's a layer of polyurethane, which is the same. It is plastic, but it's the same plastic barrier that's used in reusable diapers. So it isn't 100% cotton, but it's the outside layer, and it's bonded to organic cotton as well too. So you've got a couple of different layers in between. Now, we do ask people get a new one after 2 months, because we don't know what can happen. And we're right now in the process of studying and testing and finding out, like, does castor oil go back into the pack? Does what's coming out of your liver go back into the pack? Is it through transdermal processes, or is it just coming out through the stools or the urine? Like, what's the actual mechanism? Actually, we just don't know. So we're now in the phase of our company and our evolution where we're starting to test. But to be on the safe side, what we do is we ask people to put a new fresh layer of organic castor oil every time they do the pack. And just, they use very little, unlike the old recommendation where they would super saturate the pack.
Right.
Here you use 2 tablespoons the first time, and then you only use 1 tablespoon of castor oil. You really don't need that much. You don't need that much. You just do not need that much. It'll do the same for you of overloading it with castor oil as if you've just put 1 tablespoon each time to put a fresh new coated layer.
And the reason you even put a polyurethane layer is if you don't put some impermeable layer on the outside, you dissipate the heat. Is that right?
Exactly. It was to maintain the heat, to take out that extra level of having to add in the heat, dissipate the heat. And the other thing that happens is that you get a mess.
Right.
And then it deters patients from doing it. So this is the best of both worlds. And right. I'm still constantly looking at innovating it. And I've got some innovations coming up in the next little bit where we're just like reimagining how we do things, because this has become such an important treatment protocol for practitioners that I just want to keep on being their ally and knowing what I know, always want to do better by my people and by myself as well too, because I wear these packs. So it's the best I could get it up until this point, where it was as chemical free as possible and as plastic free as possible, with at least giving the convenience for people so that they would be able to get the benefit from it. So
there's a number of layers of this cotton wool, I think.
Yeah.
Layers. So the castor oil stays in these bottom layers, and then there's an outside sheet of polyurethane, and that keeps it from making a huge mess and from it keeps the heat in.
You got it. Exactly. That's exactly it. Yeah.
So it's and that's what it seemed like to me. I was amazed that it wasn't, you could actually walk around the house and you could use it, and it didn't make a mess and it stayed in place. So you tie that on, right?
Yep. You tie it on and you go to bed with it, or you can walk around. I mean, I've had patients do it in all kinds of sorts of places. Patients with big digestive problems, I've had them, put it on before they have dinner, or put it on if they're malabsorbing and everything is coming up malabsorbed. I would do that at times, right? So the convenience of it is amazing. Sometimes ladies say they don't want to wear it because their husband doesn't like them to wear it at night to bed. So I just say, well, at least wear it an hour before. If you're cleaning up the dishes or if you're doing stuff before you go to bed, just wear it at least for that hour. Obviously, it's better to wear it overnight, but if you can only get an hour in, that's better than nothing. So do that. But it's what's neat to note is this, is that the majority of people respond very, very well to castor oil packs. And what is most noted is that people sleep better. That's number one. They poop better. As you said, some people will get looser stools. Other people who are really loose will get more balanced stools. So it regulates you either way. And then people feel better. Moods stabilize. Hormonal fluctuations aren't as crazy. So those are the three bonuses that people feel with doing the castor oil packs. Now, there's a subset of people who are non-responders to castor oil packs. So if you have a non-responder, it's usually a very, very, very simple fix. It's that, okay, castor oil pack can do some great stuff, but it can't do everything. So it can shift you into the relaxed state. It can prep your body up with anti-inflammatories, nutrient rich, you know, peristalsis, moving the smooth muscle, microbiome balance, super carrier oil, can do all that. But what it can't do is it can't give you flow if you're not hydrated and mineralized. So of utmost importance is to be hydrated and mineralized. And do you want to know one of the ways that I do it with your beet powder? Do you want to hear my little recipe? Sure. So I use your beet powders because beets obviously support nitric oxide production. So yep. I make a little formula with your beet powder. I add beet powder and then I add olive oil in it for the oleic acid, similar to olive oil, or that the oleic acid that's in castor oil. And then I add in red hot chili peppers, like chili peppers for the prostaglandin type effect. And a mixture of that is a great way to hydrate. And it's basically like a castor oil pack on your inside. So you can do them together and you get double the benefit of.
You mix that with water or you just take that?
No. I mix it with water. So I mix it with water. I make like a water concoction with some olive oil and then red pepper and then red spicy pepper. It's got to be the chili pepper. And then it's a concoction that is a similar effect internally to what the castor oil pack is externally.
Got it.
So it's a great little combo together. So I do that to hydrate as well too, or sometimes I'll add a little bit of salt into that formula as well too, in order to get people to have a bit more hydration. So I was using it in clinical practice as a way to measure my patient's state of hydration. And if they would come in and they'd say, oh, I didn't get any benefit from it, I would go do a urinary analysis stick and then notice that, wow, okay, they're totally dehydrated. Their specific gravity is off and let's get that into balance and check. So yeah, it's typically, that's always our go-to. If it's not supporting your, if not feeling that you're getting better or feeling some improvement, it's hydration is what we want to look at in most cases.
All right. So let's go 50-year-old woman who's mostly fine, but starting menopause and it's a little tricky, maybe sometimes. What's the regimen with castor oil packs?
Okay. So 50-year-old woman, her period's off. She's unsure where it's coming. It's all over the place. Okay, perfect. A little bit of hot flashes, a little bit of night sweats. Got it. So we actually do seed cycling with castor oil packs. You can actually do seed cycling. And this is awesome. It works so well. So women, once they're over the stage of having babies, perimenopause, menopause, they ideally are cycling to the full moon. So they would typically bleed on the full moon, ovulate if they're ovulating or not, on the new moon, and then again, bleed on the full moon. So the regime we work with women in perimenopause and menopause, or those who don't want to get pregnant, is we do the castor oil liver pack over the liver from bleed until ovulation. Because the way the woman's body is working from an ecological perspective and bioenergetic platform is that the energy is in the upper quadrant. It's up in the liver zone, liver, stomach, pancreatic area from bleed until ovulation. And the reason is because the body is cleaning itself in order to prepare for, you know, implantation of the egg in the luteal phase. So from full moon to new moon, she's doing the castor oil liver pack. And that would be similar to doing like seed cycling, where you'd be taking flax and pumpkin seed. And then from ovulation, whether they're ovulating or not. So
and liver packs, how much time per day?
Ideally, like an hour a day to overnight.
Overnight.
Okay. Whatever they can do. That's how I work with my day. Whatever you can do, do it. But so
overnight means you just keep that thing on all night. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
You just go to bed with it. It's super simple to do. And then you from at off, so 15 days later from the full moon. So once the new moon hits, then you instead of doing the liver pack, you move on over to the pelvic pack, which is a larger pack that covers the whole pelvic bowl and hips included, and it is used in order to, now the energy has shifted downwards into the pelvic bowl. And the same cycle happens in men as well too. They just don't have the you know, overt things like periods and different things like that, right, that shift them. But men are cycling to the moon just as much as females are too. So all the energy has shifted into the pelvic bowl. And there, that's where you're doing the pelvic pack until the next full moon. And it's a simple, simple little cycle. It's super great at regulating women's hormones, their night flashes, hot sweats, balance out and regulate, because ultimately, especially when you start to lose your period, you lose a form of detoxification. So a woman who is better detoxified and cleansed will have less severe symptoms of perimenopause and menopause.
So is there does your packs come with guidelines? Like if you have whatever, use it like this, or is there some place that people can get that?
Absolutely. We have it, all the resources are within our website. We have a quiz that'll help people to know kind of like what protocol to do. There's really truly only three different protocols. There's one for leaky gut, which is basically you do castro packs on the liver, mainly focused on the liver. If you have sleeping problems, you want to do day-night cycling. Day-night cycling is you do castor oil pack at night and you do dry brushing in the morning, because that, and wet with castor oil actually, in order to help further improve like the lymph drainage. And then you go on over into the hormonal. If your hormonal symptoms are the real clincher in your case, so then you're working with the hormone cycling. So it's really only three simple protocols. And if they go onto our website, they can easily do the quiz, and it's super simple, and it'll guide them exactly what to do.
And is there any contraindication to doing a castor oil pack or anything? If you see such and such, stop doing it.
Yeah, the pregnancy, or to not use a castor oil pack. In general, and I mean, Tom, we've there's over 50,000 people a year getting our packs at this point in time. So we're seeing a lot of traffic, and we get very, very few complaints of adverse reactions, if anything. So the only little thing that could happen every once in a while is that people could get a little bit of sensitivity to the castor oil, but it is so rare. And sometimes what we're finding is that sometimes, because all material is going to have some kind of a thing in the material, no material is 100% clean, because our world isn't 100% clean. Even some organic cottons have formaldehyde. This is, yes, one of the reasons why we're moving into testing things. So we're now recommending patients and people to actually just wash the pack before they start with it, just to be on the safe side, just get rid of whatever. And that should be, I think, I truly believe now across the board, that should be wash anything that comes into your house or into your home, right?
Because, and you tell people how to wash it.
Yeah. So when there's no oil in the pack, if it's brand new, you can just throw it into the laundry machine, and that's it. It's nice and simple. Once there's oil on the pack, it's different. You got to soak it in hot water and baking soda, and then hand wash it and lay it flat to dry. But the life cycle of the pack is about two to three months, depending on how much you use it. 4 months if you're cycling it with the other pelvic pack, because you don't want to use the same pack over the liver that you use on the pelvic region. And so typically you can, with for 2 months worth, if you're just applying the right amount of oil, it'll last without even having to wash it. And that's what I do. I try not to wash it. Yeah. I keep it easy. That's simple. Got it. Yeah.
All right. Can you tell us your website?
Yeah. So it's Queen of the Thrones, not to be confused with Game of Thrones, yeah. Queen of the Thrones. And if anyone wants to come and find out more about it from me, I have my own little personal Instagram as the founder of the company at Be Well Queen, which is Bewell Queen. And then of course we have our Instagram at Queen of the Thrones as well too. So if people want to keep on learning about it, and on my page, I educate a lot about the materials in our lives and the fabrics of our lives, fast fashion detoxes. And I talk a lot about enemas and cleansing. I'm all, and I use your products a lot, Dr. Tom. I love them. I love your beets, your leeks, all your gorgeous. Oh, so good. So good. Thank you for that.
Great. Okay. I think we got it. I think people have a really good sense, and really it's a wonderful thing. And as I said, I absolutely had the experience that it helped so many things. It was just a pain to do it. And now that we got that problem solved, We're good.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank awesome. You. Thanks for Bye. Being here. And I'm sure you'll get a lot of traffic out of this.
Sounds great. Thanks so much, Dr. Tom. Perfect.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.